Order. Order. The house will come to order straight away. Order.
It never rains, but it pours, with personal or conscience votes on issues involving morality, religion, or the consumption of alcohol cropping up only once every so often. Two in 2 days is highly unusual. The first on Wednesday night was on a members' bill from Labor's Louisa Wall. The marriage definition of marriage amendment bill would open the way to same-sex marriages. Up for its first reading, the result of the vote was revealed to a packed public gallery by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
The ayes are 78. The noes are 40. There are no abstentions. The ayes have it.
So that bill was sent to the Government Administration Committee, and with two other members' bills also dispatched to the committee rooms and another chucked in the bin, that made room for four more members' bills to be drawn from Thursday's ballot. Among these, the most controversial are likely to be one allowing gay couples to adopt children, and another bringing in an oath to swear allegiance to the Treaty of Waitangi. Next day, the Speaker's role was taken over for the second personal vote by one of his two assistants, Ross Robertson.
We are in committee on the Alcohol Reform Bill. It's the decision on the age for the sale and purchase of alcohol from licensed premises.
Mr. Robertson reminded members of the rules of engagement agreed by the House the previous day.
This debate will take the form of an in-principle debate on the issue of the age for the sale and purchase of alcohol from licensed premises, and the issue of the purchase age will be decided at 5:30 p.m. this evening by an election from the three options: 18 years, 20 years, and a split age. If this election does not produce a majority decision, the option receiving the fewest votes will be eliminated, and the issue decided between the remaining two options by a personal vote. The committee will report progress at the conclusion of the voting, and any amendments to the bill necessary to implement the committee's decision will be drafted by Parliamentary Council.
So Thursday's debate was confined to deciding the age that people should be allowed to buy and drink alcohol, although for Labor's Charles Chevelle, that was irrelevant.
The claims that drinking amongst under 20s is now out of control since the lowering of the drinking age is just not borne out by the evidence. And by pointing the finger at the under 20s, it detracts from the real problem, which are the heavy binge drinkers of all ages.
But as the Greens' Gareth Hughes discovered, age can be less relevant than occupation when it comes to binge drinking. Age 31 and the father of two children, Mr. Hughes is older than he looks.
I'm probably the only member in this house who still gets ID'd for alcohol.
And he'd been on both sides of the bar, having worked in the backbencher pub across the road from Parliament.
There I saw the problem. It wasn't youth drinking, it was inappropriate drinking. Inappropriate drinking no matter what the age was. There I saw regular alcoholism, I saw regular intoxication. I even saw MPs binge drinking and intoxicated across the road. It might be a surprise. I don't want to shock anyone in the house.
Too late, he'd already shocked the other Assistant Speaker, Lindsay Tish.
I don't think you should make reference. I think that's an inappropriate remark and ask the member to withdraw it.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw.
Voting at 5:30 resulted in 50 for keeping the drinking age at 18, 38 for raising it to 20, and 33 for the split option, which dropped out to leave a straight contest between the other two, with the result announced by Deputy Speaker Eric Roy.
The option for 18 has 69 votes. The option for 20 has 53 votes. The age of 18 is agreed to. Unlock the doors!
Unlock the doors!
Eric Roy then reported the bill back to Lindsay Tish, now in the chair as Speaker.
The question is that the report be adopted. Those of that opinion will say aye. To the contrary, no. The ayes have it. The bill is set down for further consideration in committee next sitting day. The House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 11th of September, 2012.
Although Mr. Tiss said the alcohol reform bill is set down for debate next sitting day, that's unlikely to be in the week that Parliament resumes. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.